Hello! Yes, welcome to today's Better Fire Protection podcast. I'm Rob Bolton, working here at Better Fire as their client manager. Today we're discussing the upcoming New South Wales legislation changes that will take effect on the 13th of Feb 2025. Yes, these changes will require AS 1851 to be nominated on the annual fire safety statement, or the acronym better known as the AFSS. With me to guide us through this is Better Fire Protection owner Rob Newcombe. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob.
And also making his debut on the podcast. Yes, he couldn't escape it any longer. Our Better Fire encyclopedia of knowledge, its service manager, Stuart Sproul. Hey, Stuart.
Hi, Rob. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, Mr. Newcombe, can we start by explaining, please, what an AS 1851 is and an AFSS actually are?
Well, I think most people would be familiar with Australian standards. They cover, you know, everything to do with the manufacturer and installation of any type of product, you know, from a bunk bed to a pool fence, but also there'll be Australian standards for smoke alarms, extinguishers, and lots of different types of fire system. We're quite lucky with the in the fire industry because we actually have a dedicated standard, Australian standard, for the maintenance of fire systems, which is AS 1851. So this standard tells us effectively how often we need to go and do the inspections and what inspections we should be doing. So it makes it nice and simple for us. The annual fire safety statement, on the other hand, is a statement that the building owner makes to say that their fire systems have been maintained and tested and are meeting the minimum standard of performance. So they're the systems that are installed in the building when the building was built are still operating and are still compliant.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Stuart, is there something in everyday life that we could possibly compare the 1851 and the annual fire safety statement to? Is there an analogy out there we could use?
I'd often liken it to a motor vehicle. On a yearly basis, to get registered your vehicle, you need to get your pink slip. The pink slip, realistically, is just like an annual fire safety statement. You'll take it to the mechanic, you'll get them to have a look over it. They'll do the checks on what they need to. And they might find some non-compliances, being a busted headlight or taillight, or even some brakes. Now, in order to get your pink slip, you'd need to rectify those issues. And then once you've done that, they'll provide you with that pink slip. The other service that the mechanic will offer, though, is a vehicle service. And they'll turn around and look over the rest of your car and do the vehicle service as per the manufacturer's guidelines. And then on the back of that, that would be your decision on whether you want to go ahead and rectify any of the non-compliances they found with them, because they may not be to a position where they make the vehicle unroadworthy. At the moment, that's realistically the current state we've got in New South Wales, where we have to do an annual fire safety statement, which is just like the pink slip, and that's mandatory. And then the extra servicing is realistically just like what we've got with AS 1851 at the moment, where, you know, it doesn't need to be done. It's the owner's responsibility and the owner's decision, and then they'll be the ones that decide whether they want to do that.
So just to clarify, if my car, say, of a certain age that's over 5 years old, is mandatory that it needs a pink slip, but not necessarily is it mandatory for me to service the car, will this be the same for AS 1851 and the annual fire safety statements?
Moving forward from February 2025, both will be required to be done in order to satisfy the requirements of legislation. So they'll need to do the annual fire safety statement, but they'll also have to have the property serviced as per AS 1851.
Okay, so Rob, building owners, as of the 13th of Feb 2025, what's going to change for them?
Well, for all the hype around this topic, there's a school of thought that says actually very little should change for building owners. The 1851 has been around since 2005, so you know we've been implementing that since that time. So there shouldn't be too much. If building owners have been following that standard, then you know, nothing changes. Of course, there is an area where there are some of the more expensive routines that are conducted by AS 1851. So like the 5 yearly inspections, 10, 25, 30-year inspections, they can be, on occasion, they can be quite a substantial cost. And there are times when building owners make the decision to say that they're happy the system is operating and meeting the minimum standard of performance. And we are still able to issue an annual fire safety statement, so which will stop the council from fining the building owners. And they make the decision not to do those inspections. If that's happened, then there'll be a case where we'd have to do those inspections before we can issue an annual fire safety statement. So that's probably the main thing. But again, bearing in mind that, you know, although some of these systems can be quite expensive to do, the bigger routines, there's still there's a benefit to having these systems working. The last thing you want is a system to fail when the brigade is in there trying to fight a fire. And these less frequent, bigger, more thorough routine inspections are really there to design to make sure the system is going to operate when it's used in anger during an event.
And just to conclude, Stuart, anything to add?
We're happy to engage with our clients and have a discussion as to where their building sits in their 1851 requirements, what they've done already, what they've probably got upcoming. We're always happy to have that discussion and make sure that they're aware as much as possible, because ultimately at the end of the day, it's their property that we're servicing for them. It's not our property. So we want to make sure that they're comfortable in the knowledge that they've got, that they're doing the right thing by their property, and that they're, you know, above board legally, so that they can sleep safely at night.
So to all building owners and managers out there, make sure you are aware. Yes, you are aware of these changes and start implementing them. Yes, start implementing AS 1851 in your maintenance schedules. Okay, that's it. Many thanks for your time, Rob.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Thanks, Stu. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to the next podcast.
And many thanks for your time too, Stuart.
Thanks, guys. It's been great. It was a pleasure to be here. Speak to you all soon.
Please subscribe to the podcast, or also leave us a nice review. Until next time, from us all here at Better Fire Protection, goodbye. That reminds me, I really should get my brakes fixed.